This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We as Christians live our lives trusting Jesus to guide us through everyday living. However, when unexpected trials happen to us, they can cause us to question God's presence and authority. So, how should we handle these doubts when they arise? Stay with us today as we hear some practical advice on how to remain firm in our faith throughout life's uncertainties and the blessedness of persevering.
With Christmas right around the corner, questions about Jesus Christ come up in the media or in discussions with friends and acquaintances. And sometimes certain circumstances can shake our faith and cause us to wonder about Jesus as well. I invite you to stay with us today and hear about a man who was struggling with his questions about Jesus. Let's pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, through your holy word, as we focus on your only Son, Jesus Christ. Come to us and strengthen us in our faith, comfort us in our hurts, and enlighten us with the good news of Jesus Christ. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. We sing joy to the world. 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 He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. We sing joy to the world. We sing joy to
our reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 2. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me."
God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my giving us your Son, leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done.
When I stand in glory,
John the Baptist was in a quandary. He was perplexed. He was troubled. You see, let me explain. John was one of the original believers in Jesus. He was the one who pointed his own disciples to Jesus and said, "There goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." There were no doubts in his mind. Jesus was the one they'd been waiting for. John was the one who insisted that Jesus should be baptizing him down at the Jordan River instead of him baptizing Jesus. He had heard the heavens, seen the heavens open, and heard the voice of God talk about, "This is my beloved Son." There was certainty. It all seemed so clear in those early days. But now John is sitting in prison, King Herod's prison, which was located by the Dead Sea. He had publicly denounced King Herod for some marital indiscretions, and Herod said, "Enough of that," and arrested John. And now John, who has a foreboding future which lies ahead, is sitting in this narrow, hot, closed-in dungeon cell. And in the midst of that, some people say that he'd been in there for almost a year when this situation came up with Jesus. There was a question that began to roll around in his head. And the more he thought about it, the more troubled he became. You see, he'd invested his life in preparing his people to receive the Messiah, the one that God would send. And now he was beginning to wonder as he sat in that cell, is Jesus really the one we've been waiting for? Is he really the Messiah, the real deal? Was I mistaken? He might have wondered. There were a variety of reasons why John might have wondered this question. It could have been disappointment in the ministry of Jesus itself. When he heard what the Messiah was doing, Matthew reports to us in this story. In other words, as he heard the things that Jesus was doing, healing people and so on, his expectations, John's, were disappointed. I mean, he came talking about the Messiah who would come and breathe fire and judgment upon the people and lay an axe to the root of the tree and separate the wheat from the chaff. And Jesus wasn't doing that. No judgment. Where's the judgment? John was asking. And perhaps he was a little frustrated that, you know, Jesus hadn't come, you know, as he came with his kingdom, pronouncing his kingdom. And perhaps John thought that he would overthrow the powers that be and get John out of prison. And it wasn't happening. Or perhaps Satan was playing with John's mind, causing him to have some doubts. For we know that Satan is very good at doing that, casting doubts in people's minds. To be honest, though, we don't know with certainty what caused his question. But what we do know is that he wisely and honestly sent some of his disciples to find Jesus and ask him the question, Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? As I look at John and his question, I can't help but be reminded that questions like that can arise in our own minds, those of us who call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ. They come up, perhaps, questions like this because of disappointments along the way. Maybe something didn't happen that you hoped and prayed for, like a healing. Or perhaps something did happen that you never thought would happen to someone who follows Jesus, a tragedy, and your faith gets shaken, and you wonder, why is this happening to me? Jesus, are you for real? For others, it might be the disappointment one experiences with the church, or with a church leader that you admired who's had a moral downfall, and you've come to just in despair say, oh, it's all a bunch of malarkey. Sometimes this disappointment in the state of the world gets the best of us. After all, we proclaim to the world the kingdom of God is at hand, and yet the world sometimes looks pretty gloomy, as if it's not going to get any better. And a little storm of doubt kicks in, and we wonder, is this stuff for real? I like what Max Lucado wrote in one of his books. He says, you know, there are snowstorms, and there are hailstorms, there are rainstorms, and there are doubt storms. Every so often, a doubt storm rolls into my life, bringing with it a flurry of questions and gale force winds of fear. And then he goes on to talk about watching the news sometimes can do that to him. Perhaps for some it's an intellectual issue that has come into that has gotten your attention. We live in a pluralistic age. Our world is shrinking, and we're finding ourselves surrounded by all kinds of religions in our country, all clamoring that they are the truth. And some of these people we work with or we go to school with, and they seem to be very intelligent. And it causes us sometimes to scratch our heads and say, maybe I don't have all the answers as I claim Jesus as the way. Or in this day and age that holds up tolerance as a major value, we don't want to be looked at as narrow-minded or the one who is offensive to others. Maybe we should just swallow our pride or our beliefs and keep them to ourselves, we reason, or soften up a little bit. And then, of course, there are shows on cable channels and television which call into question the legitimacy of Christ's identity and the claims of the church. And that bothers some of us. And in the midst of all of it, there is Satan, that old devouring lion who is out to destroy our faith, who's planting seeds of doubt and fanning the flames. So these doubts and questions creep into our lives sometimes, just like they did for John. I want you to notice, though, Jesus' response to the question that John gave him and how he handled the doubt that John had towards him. He tells John's disciples, whom John sent to Jesus, to look at the evidence. Check out the evidence, John. He says, you go back and tell John what you hear and see. You see blind people who can see again. You see the lame walking. You see lepers that are healed. And you hear good news being preached to those who need to hear good news. He says, you go tell John that. Now, I don't think Jesus was just saying, look at the results. I think he was pointing John back to the Old Testament. And he was saying, check the Old Testament evidence about the Messiah, John. It says in Isaiah 35 that these things that your disciples are describing for you would come to pass when the days of restoration of Israel come about, the time of Messiah. And hearing the good news to the poor preached, that's a fulfillment of what the Messiah would do when Isaiah talked about the one to come in Isaiah 61. Jesus is saying, check out Scripture, John. Everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm saying, was talked about many years, long ago, before you and I were in this world. I think that message, check the evidence, is a good message for you and for me to hear. It's helpful. Jesus is saying the same thing to us. We say, well, what's that evidence? Where do we look? We look in our Bibles, the Scripture. Jesus points us back to his holy word and he says, you having some doubts about me? Go back and read the Gospels. Read who I said I was, the Son of God. Read the things I did. Did I ever promise along the way that believers would ever avoid going through hardship and suffering? No. Did I not say that I would suffer and die myself upon the cross and on the third day rise again? And it happened? Yes, it did. The resurrection did happen. God's affirmation of everything Jesus did and said. He says, go back and look at those scriptures. You go back and look at the Old Testament prophecies of what the Messiah would look like and what he would say and what he would do. And you'll find that everything that was talked about actually came to pass with my ministry. Go back and look at Acts and the letters in the New Testament, the lives that were changed, people that were absolutely opposed to me, who thought everything was bogus about Christianity, and now in these letters and in Acts, serious followers of mine. Look at church history, the lives that have been changed by Jesus over the years. Recently, I myself just read a book by Eric Metaxas that I found very inspiring for my own faith. Seven Men is the name of it, who had been inspired by Jesus Christ, had their lives changed. It's a great read. If you have questions, look at what the scholars, the researchers, have said about me, Jesus might say. There's a book out by Lee Strobel called The Case for Christ, which is a great read for people who are struggling with questions about Jesus and what he's about. Or Ravi Zacharias has a wonderful book called Jesus Among Many Gods, which I have on my own shelf as well. But don't just sit back and wonder. John was honest enough to ask the question out loud. Be like John, I suppose, in that respect. Check the evidence, Jesus says, if you're having doubts and struggles in your faith life. And then he goes on to say to John, in conclusion, he says, "And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." What's Jesus saying there? Well, first of all, this has been referred to as a beatitude, like blessed are the poor, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. A beatitude, which has that blessed word in front. It assumes that the questioner, John, has begun well and must now avoid stumbling. Blessed are those who don't fall away or stumble away from me. It's a challenge to hang on, stick to the faith, to re-examine your presuppositions about what the Messiah should be and do in the light of Jesus and his fulfillment of Old Testament scripture, and bring your understanding and faith into line with Jesus. Hang in there, John, Jesus seems to be saying in those words. Take another look at the evidence. Don't fall away from me. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Now, we don't know what John did with those words from Jesus, but what's more important is, what are you going to do with those words when the doubts, storms come? Because, yes, life can get hard sometimes and cause doubts to roll around in a believer's mind. And Satan is on the prowl, seeking to destroy your faith. And Jesus' words to us are pretty clear. Check the evidence. Read those Gospels. Get familiar with the whole story of the Old Testament and New Testament. Ask questions of others who are believers that are strong in their faith. But don't back away. Don't stumble over me. Keep the faith. Stick with me. Do that, Jesus says. And happy is the person who does just that. Now, if there is anyone who is listening today that has fallen away or rejected Jesus, this is an appeal for you. Jesus says, blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me, who comes to me, who walks and trusts in me. Blessedness is available to all who accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. The blessedness of forgiveness is yours, for he died at the cross for your sins. The blessedness of having a place prepared in heaven for you is yours, for he has prepared a place through his resurrection. The blessedness of having a friend who will never desert you or forsake you is yours, as you place your trust in Jesus Christ. Blessed is anyone who takes no offense in Jesus, but places their trust in him. Amen.
Silent flocks by night.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the greatest gift of all, Jesus. And may anyone who is listening in today with questions about him diligently pursue those questions and come to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to you but through him. And if anyone is hurting and feeling alone during the season, draw near to them and pour your love and presence into their lives. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will help fill you with the blessedness that is ours in trusting Christ Jesus as our Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported by the financial gifts of our listeners. We are especially grateful for our gift every month, Gem Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truths to those who cannot attend church. If you're interested in supporting Christian Crusaders in this way, please contact our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the internet. Hundreds of other messages are also available in our online library. Visit our website at christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders since 2005. Christian Crusaders is now in its 77th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.